As we do every day at 5 o'clock.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
The new Attorney General, Kwame Raoul, tried to get the Supreme Court to take a look at the sentencing of Jason Van Dyke, the Illinois Supreme Court. But the Illinois Supreme Court said, nope, we're not going to do it. And here's Kwame Raoul reacting.
I think the public expects our Constitution and our laws to be applied. And the lack of explanation leaves us questioning whether or not People v. Lee is law, whether or not a trial court is obliged to sentence an act consistent with Supreme Court precedent. Very clearly stated in both Justice Kilbride and Justice Neville's dissent is that a trial court constitutionally is not free to ignore a Supreme Court precedent. I believe that's the law. No, I've got to believe that the other justices on the court believe that that's the law as well.
I have never heard an attorney general at the state or federal level.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a law school professor right there.
Really? Sounds very, very academic.
Very like the paper chase.
Mm-hmm.
As Kevin would say, nerd alert, just tell us what's really going on here. We don't know what those cases are, attorney general. But it was very well stated. I mean, by the time you're done with it, you go, oh, well,
he knows his stuff.
He must be right.
He knows what he's talking about.
That.
Well, they're going for a harsher prison term, and it seems that this was their best legal option to do that, if not only legal avenue, and it's seems to be dead.
Like the judge did, you know, apply the laws. He applied them in reverse order, essentially. He didn't. Listen, I'm not going to try to explain it. Kwame Raoul just did it. He's the legal mind. Call him.
You can email. Call him.
Yeah.
He understands it.
Checking in at
number four.
President Trump slammed John McCain again. Why? Why? His latest round of attacks on the deceased former senator and American hero. President during a pool spray today at the Oval Office. There's a Brazilian president sitting next to him. Kristen Welker from NBC asked the president why he keeps on attacking McCain months and months after his death.
I'm very unhappy that he didn't repeal and replace Obamacare, as you know. He campaigned on repealing and replacing Obamacare for years. And then he got to a vote and he said thumbs down. And our country would have saved $1 trillion and we would have had great health care. So he campaigned. He told us hours before that he was going to repeal and replace. And then for some reason, I think I understand the reason, he ended up going thumbs up. And frankly, had we even known that, I think we would have gotten a vote because we could have gotten somebody else. So I think that's disgraceful. Plus, there are other things. I was never a fan of John McCain, and I never will be.
Now, a couple things happened there. That was a crappy bill, remember? There were a lot of people, a lot of conservatives that were like, oh, no, this is not, because there was no guarantee of anything in the bill, including health care. And the president likes to, everything is great and fabulous as you're trying to sell it. But that doesn't mean it really is great and fabulous. And that's why John McCain went thumbs down, because he did not trust. And there were a lot of conservatives that were really, a lot of Republicans that actually were relieved. They took the vote for it, hoping it wasn't going to go through, because they didn't want to be hamstrung by it in an election when people started to get cheap insurance that didn't do anything for them. And that was really the concern. And we still haven't fixed this problem.
No. Still a problem.
Yes. Still a major problem. Then the president was out in the White House Rose Garden, and he said this about social media.
Well, we have to do something. I tell you, I have many, many millions of followers on Twitter, and it's different than it used to be. Things are happening. Names are taken off. People aren't getting through. You've heard the same complaints. And it seems to be if they're conservative, if they're Republicans, if they're in a certain group, there's discrimination and big discrimination. I see it absolutely on Twitter and Facebook, which I have also, and others I see. But I really focus more on the one platform.
Mm-hmm. How are they discriminating against him?
He seems to be pretty active, and everything seems to be working for him. Devin Nunes is the one who's suing for $250 million for shadowing or banning conservative viewpoints.
Well, no. He's suing claiming. He's not. His lawsuit is based on this, that there are two sites, there are two Twitter handles that are mocking him, that are claiming to be, one claims to be his cow.
Right.
Devin Nunes's cow commenting, and another one claims to be his wife or something, or his mother, his mom, claims to be his mother. And these are parody sites, or parody accounts. And so the parody laws allow you to, go ahead and make fun of public figures, essentially. And he wants to take that on. And the $250 million is he's trying to send a shot across the bow. It's going to get kicked out of court the minute that, a judge is going to toss it. But he wants to make a stand because they want to keep this notion that social media is against conservatives. But social media is a platform, right? What is it? I don't understand the thing. If you want to buy placement in social media, anybody can buy placement in social media. Now, there's a difference between a conservative and being a crazy racist killer, too.
True.
Right. When people say crazy against terms of service kinds of things, that isn't being a conservative. That's being an a-hole. And when people act like that, the social media organizations do, no matter what it is, there's very clear terms of service. You can't threaten humanity. You can't threaten violence. You can't be expository about sexual acts or excretory acts. And that's the way it is.
He also is seeking to figure out who is behind those two accounts that were trolling him so severely.
No.
So that's part of the lawsuit, is the disclosure piece of this.
I'm going to get even with them. When we take over. He was the guy that ran to the White House, for the secret meeting about the, it was the first guy, the House Intelligence Committee guy. All right.
Probably unlikely to go anywhere, though. You're right, this lawsuit.
Devin Nunes's cow is a very funny Twitter feed. The cow is very upset because Devin Nunes is a Central California farmer, right? Isn't that his whole bit? Mm-hmm. He likes to stand in front of a tractor when he's giving a press conference. Look at me. I'm a farmer. Yeah. And here's my cow. All right. Let's check in with Kevin. Or not Kevin. What about, I am having a stroke today. I would like to point that out. Let's check in with Kim, find out what's coming up at the bottom of the hour, and then Lauren will do the traffic. And maybe Kevin, whatever his last name is, might do the sports a little bit later on.
Burials set to begin for the victims of the mosque attack in New Zealand.
Watch for Chicago's very own stories with Micah and Joe, Micah Mater and Joe Donlin, weeknights on WGN TV News at 9 o'clock. Your boy Joe.
Yep, he's our boy.
Love that guy.
Oh, God, he's the best.
You and Kev just doesn't have much time for you, and that's okay. Some friends don't.
Kevin and I are wheels up on Friday as we're heading off to Arizona. You'll be hearing me and Mr. Cochran doing a broadcast on Saturday morning from Glendale, Arizona, and then Mr. Cochran and I will be doing be appearing as guests on the Sunday Sox game broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
During some of the early innings, because we have a golf match we got to get to. And
I just got a phone call from someone today frantically. So are we golfing Sunday or what? What's the deal here? I'm like, calm down, man. We'll figure it out.
I mean, Pat Brady.
Pat Brady.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He's already.
He's called me like seven because Pat loves Arizona. He went to college out there.
So he's meeting you guys out there?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's,
try to behave, you guys. Okay. Try to act in a way that's befitting of the show.
Well, here's the problem, because it's me and Kevin, Steve Cochran, and Dave Ennett.
Okay.
And Dave Ennett brings
totally all
the
class
and sanctity to mm-hmm. the presentation here, when the rest of us are kind of like goofs. I think Cochran doesn't really care about much of it. He's sort of like, yeah, okay, yeah, whatever. It's going to be fun. We're going to hang out. He's, he's very low-key about this stuff. Kevin and I are like, yeah, let's party. Oh, it's going to be great.
Can't wait. I love Arizona. I'm actually super pumped for this trip.
So we're doing that over the weekend, and then somehow we're going to be able to squeeze in the Friday and the Monday show. We'll just have to see how that works out.
Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Be a little sunburnt Monday, a little bit tired.
Yeah. You'll be hearing me for seven straight days on this radio station, whether you like it or not.
wonder what animals will attack you on the golf course. Every time you golf, there's always a story about an animal. Ducks, geese, alligators.
Out there, they've got the scorpions.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice thing when you are standing there and a scorpion walks up behind you.
Oh, I would freak out.
Yeah. Like, I don't,
what do you do when that happens?
I run and scream like a 4-year old. And I start to run like a 4-year old too, my arms out and my feet going and went, like holding my arms up, waiting for my mom to pick me up.
Calling for the ranger to come help you.
I would have guessed fetal position.
No, you don't want the fetal position. That just gives it more area to sting.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't want that. I'm still in the top 5-5. What am I doing? Hold on.
I don't know. Why?
Number three.
You
know what? I don't know what happened last
night. Find some of Judy's old edibles or something?
I don't know. I'm having a problem. Legal recreational marijuana in Illinois could drive demand as high as 550,000 pounds a year of the stuff. Far more than the state's licensed growers can supply, according to a consulting firm. That's the name of the firm. The possibility of full marijuana legalization has stirred up a robust lobbying effort where many of the state's 16 licensed growers who have said that absent proof to the contrary, they believe that they are capable of meeting demand. Teresa Haley of NAACP Illinois chapter president told reporters today that they are against recreational marijuana. What?
We know that our state representatives and senators are going around the state of Illinois talking about the great things that they can do and the funding that's going to come from this. But we see it as a negative as it relates to black and brown people, especially people living in poverty and below poverty levels.
Why?
What? What's she talking about?
Hmm.
One of the things that they're talking about doing is putting marijuana bars in lounges in our communities. That's predominantly black and brown communities with poor people. That further has a negative impact. So it's a concern for us.
Huh? All right, checking in at
number two.
Video of a woman's racist rant at a supermarket in Connecticut is continuing to make rounds on the internet. The incident happened at a ShopRite, and a little bit of it was captured on video.
Go ahead, I will. Sit down. Don't you dare talk to me in front of my kids like that, mother. What? It's right. That's why.
Ooh. No, don't do it. Don't do it.
She said the N-word, and look out. Then all of a sudden, it was It was on like Donkey Kong at that moment. Now, it turns out that this woman got identified by a public school system as an employee there.
Oh, gee.
She has been fired. She was an administrator, actually, in a school system. Here is her call to 911.
I was just at ShopRite, and I was with my two kids walking down the front center aisles in front of the registers, and I said, "Oh Jesus Christ!"
I'm sorry.
And
can you hang
up? Got up in front of me. No, don't you dare put me on hold.
Hello.
Hello. Don't put me on hold again.
Okay, I'm sorry. You were at Stop and Shop.
The center
where?
Aisle of the front in front of the registers, and I said, "Oh Jesus Christ!" I was talking to my kids, and this black guy got up in front of me and said, "Are you talking to me?" And I said, "No, I'm not." And now they're telling me I'm racial profiling.
This just made it worse there.
But I do like, I like the urgency of the 911 center. Excuse me, ma'am, let me put you on hold.
I love that.
Right, suicide prevention line, please hold. You know, it's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Everybody's an idiot in this story. Everybody.
Everyone gets the prize.
Yeah, all right, that's it.
The top five at five.